Living Theology Friends Letter for October the 17th, 2010. Today we're going to look at another name of God, Adonai. Adonai occurs 434 times in the Old Testament, with 200 of those uses in Ezekiel. The Strong's number is 0136, and it is equivalent to Yahweh and Jehovah. Adonai is plural, which is consistent with God's revealed Trinitarian nature. And the singular form is Adon. In reference to God, the plural form is always used. The singular form is often used for our earthly people, earthly rulers, men. It can be translated literally as "my lords." This name informs us that God is the absolute authority, and all under that authority are his servants. Jews would often use this name to keep pronouncing the tetragrammaton Yahweh, as they thought by doing so they would violate Exodus 20, verse 7. In English translations, Adonai appears as Lord, L-O-R-D, and Jehovah as L-O-R-D, all caps. So if you see a capital L with little caps, O-R-D, that's Adonai. And capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D is Jehovah. You'll see those in your Bibles, in a lot of English Bibles. Or just God. Jehovah is Lord or God. As in Genesis 5, 15, verse 2 below. Adonai is often used in compound with Jehovah, and it first appears in Genesis 15, verse 2. And Abram said, "O Lord," which is Adonai, "God," which is Jehovah, "what wilt thou give me, since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus?" Abram recognized God as master when he is quoted as praying to Adonai, but he is questioning how he could become the father of a large nation when he was old and had no children. After God elaborated, Abram believed in Adonai, and this belief was counted as righteousness. Genesis 15, verses 4 through 6. Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This man will not be your heir, but one who shall come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir." And he took him outside and said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." Then Abram believed in the Lord, and God reckoned it to him as righteousness. Also remember that this is before the giving of the law. In the Septuagint, Adonai is interpreted as the Greek name Kyrios, also signifying absolute ownership and authority over all. Jesus is designated Savior, Soter, less than 20 times, and Kyrios over 700 times in the New Testament. Guess which is dominant? It is possible to call Jesus Kyrios without his actually being your Lord, which requires absolute obedience. In Luke 6:46, Jesus is quoted as saying, "And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say?" Jesus elaborated on the false use of this word in Matthew 7:21-23, very frightening verses. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,'" which is Adonai, Adonai, "will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, Adonai, Adonai, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Note that the first words spoken by Paul after his encounter with Jesus included the title Adonai, and his following actions certainly show that he meant it. Acts 9:5, "And he said, 'O, who art thou, Lord, Adonai?' And he said," Adonai said, "'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.'" Many are willing to acknowledge God as Elohim, the Creator, but not as Adonai, Master. Everyone serves someone, and only when we become slaves to Adonai are we Christians and members of the kingdom of God. Romans 6:16-18, "Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin resulting or of resulting in death, or of obedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." David used the name Adonai in Psalm 16:2. I said to the Lord, Thou art my Lord, I have no good besides thee. It might seem a misprint with good in the sentence, and I stuttered there a little bit when I wanted to say, I have no God besides thee. But David really said, I have no good besides thee. And he meant it, because only when God is our Lord and his righteousness is accounted to us, double imputation, do we have any good before God. David also used the name when acknowledging that God had chosen the Israelites as his people. 1 Kings 8:53, For thou hast separated them from all the peoples of the earth as thine inheritance, as thou didst speak through Moses, thy servant, when thou didst bring our fathers forth from Egypt, O Lord God, Adonai Jehovah. One day everyone will confess Jesus as Adonai, but only for those who do so while alive will that confession have any eternal meaning. Philippians 2:9-11, Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Adonai, to the glory of God the Father. One of my favorite commentators is James Montgomery Boyce, and we read from his book, his expositional commentary on Philippians, a bit here. Boyce asks, Why is the name Lord the name that is above every name? Why not any one of the other titles? Or why not another name entirely? These questions have several answers, but the most important is that the title identifies the Lord Jesus Christ with God. The truth is easily seen in both the Greek and Hebrew usage of the word. The Greek word for Lord is kurios, the word used by citizens of the Roman Empire to acknowledge the divinity of Caesar. This title was never used with the emperors until they were thought to be deified through a religious ceremony. Therefore, it was used as a divine title. Within the empire, there was a test phrase used to check the loyalty of the people. It was kurios Caesar, and it meant Caesar is Lord. Christians who would not say these words were later singled out from pagans and executed. In those days, when a Christian insisted that Jesus is Lord, he meant that Jesus, not Caesar, is divine. The same meaning is present when the word occurs in Hebrew, only more so. The Hebrew word is Adonai. It is a title somewhat like our sir, but it assumed an extraordinary importance in Hebrew speech because in practice it replaced the personal name of God, Jehovah. No Jew pronounced the name Jehovah, even when reading the Bible. Instead, he used the name Adonai. Our tendency is to do things our own way. Do you remember Sinatra's song? I did it my way. But only when Jesus is our Lord and Savior is there any righteousness in us and no wrath of God on us, John 3:36. Samson tried life his way and was led into failure, but he finally prayed, as we see in Judges 16:28. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord, Adonai, God, please remember me, and please strengthen me just this one time, O God, that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. I pray that as you are reading this, you will not wait like Samson, and you will wait no longer to call him your Adonai. May God richly bless you. Amen.